Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over 15 years, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, sponsoring third-party research on a broad range of public management issues facing us today. Originally evolved from the financial sector, risk management encompasses all aspects of risk, including financial, technical, managerial, and organizational risk. Government agencies often manage risks in unstructured, disorganized, and random ways. Agencies often do not understand the benefits of risk management and the implementation process to identify and mitigate those risks. An IBM Center report, Risk Management for Grants Administration, a case study of the U.S. Department of Education by Young Kwok and Julia Kelleher of the George Washington University, examines the experience of the U.S. Department of Education in implementing risk management initiatives. What is risk management in a federal agency context? How can federal agencies successfully implement risk management activities? What can federal agencies learn from the U.S. Department of Education's risk management program? Today, we will explore these questions and so much more with Young Kwok and Julia Kelleher, authors of the IBM Center Report, Risk Management for Grants Administration, a case study of the U.S. Department of Education. Young, welcome to the show.
Good to see you again, Mike.
Julia, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
So your report for the IBM Center provides a case study of how the U.S. Department of Education, Ed, developed increased capacity to design and employ risk management practices to improve grants management. Would you tell us, just to give some context to our audience, what's the mission of the U.S. Department of Education?
So the Department of Education's mission is to promote student achievement and help young folks today become prepared to be competitive in a global economy. Parallel to that, there's also a focus on ensuring equal access to educational opportunities.
Ed has outlined six goals in its 2014-2018 strategic plan. Mm-hmm. Would you outline those goals and where the call for pursuing an enterprise risk management falls under that?
Sure. So the goals for the strategic plan for 2014 to 2018 included increasing college access by improving affordability and ensuring the quality of that higher education experience, as well as improving education in the elementary and secondary sector. There is a parallel goal to that that focuses on improving the health and social, emotional, and cognitive outcomes for students. So you can see with those first three goals that there's really sort of a comprehensive approach. Inside of those three goals, they've incorporated early learning as well. So you really do see this pre-K, 16 kind of focus for the whole child. And then the remaining three goals are increased opportunities for underserved students and reducing discrimination that has a focus on civil rights components. A focus on continuous improvement within the agency itself, and then the organizational capacity. And I think that those three really reflect the revision of the Government Performance Reporting Act and the agency wanting to do its work better. But the second set of three goals really support the first three goals, which are educationally focused.
And where does the risk management fall in?
Right. So it falls into the sixth goal, okay, which is improving its internal organizational capacity. And in doing so, risk management would risk management focus on improving the quality of the grant making process as well as the implementation of those grants. So the thinking being that if the grants are awarded through a rigorous process, and then there's oversight to mitigate risk, that you're more likely to get the quality outcomes that you want and in the higher education and elementary and secondary levels.
Oh, wonderful. So we talk about risk management. It's pretty obvious. It has its roots in the financial sector. But what is risk management? And perhaps you could discuss some of the key terms in your report, such as what risk is and enterprise risk management. What are these concepts?
Yeah, so risk basically includes the whole nine yards: financial, technical, managerial, and organizational risk. The word risk itself is pretty negative. So practitioners and scholars have been trying to use different words to make it a little more friendly to the general public. But so they were using like uncertainty management, surprise management, failure-proof management, just to name a few. The government agencies often manage risk in unstructured, disorganized, and random ways. Also, the agencies often do not understand the full benefits and implementation process of identifying and the mitigating risk. There are actually two very good reports published by the IBM Center for the Business of Government. One is by James Bailey. The report is titled Strengthening Control and Integrity, a Checklist for Government Managers. And Bailey proposes three phases of risk management process cycle for financial controls and integrity. The first phase is that the government managers identify opportunity and threat outcomes, and they, at the same time, prioritize the high-impact outcomes over the low-impact outcomes. The second phase is that the organizations manage resources and processes to achieve the high-impact opportunity outcomes and minimize high-impact threat outcomes. And then the third phase is that the government managers evaluate the high-impact outcomes. Another very good report published by Karen Hardy titled Managing Risk in Government, An Introduction to Enterprise Risk Management, she described the benefits and challenges of enterprise risk management in the federal government field. Some of the benefits include gaining a cultural understanding of the importance of sustaining high credibility as an agency, affording the opportunity for agencies to make more educated decisions, increasing knowledge and understanding of risk across the organizations, improving the risk culture in the organization, aligning risk with the agency's goals and objectives, providing for a more efficient and effective means of managing risk, and others. So, you know, that sort of summarizes the risk and risk management that we wanted to learn more about.
Excellent way of putting it in context. So what are some of the key challenges federal agencies face when trying to pursue a risk management approach or framework?
Well, I can come up with 9 different challenges in risk management. I'm sure there could be hundreds or 5 or 10, but the first one is providing the appropriate foundation assessment and management platform. There has to be a good platform there. Some of the other challenges, the second challenge might be insufficient sponsorship of risk management at the executive level. That's pretty common in most of the organizations. The third challenge would be positioning the enterprise risk management as a strategic management practice. If you cannot link that to the strategy of the organizations, then that's also a challenge. Competing the priorities would be another one. Federal government regulations and requirements would be another one. Lack of understanding about the risk management itself. Even though I gave a general a concept of risk management, there is still a lack of understanding of what risk is, what risk management is. Lack of qualified risk management professionals' expertise. You know, you try to implement something, but in fact, there are no good experts, or there are very few experts in the field who can actually understand the concept and also implement the risk management in a more broader context. Another challenge would be internal competitive culture that inhibits cross-organizational communication. And finally, aligning risk rewards and incentive programs with strategic objectives. So I come up with 9 different challenges itself.
Mm-hmm. So what prompted your interest in this area? And could you give us a little bit of an overview of the methodology you employed to come up with the report?
Yeah, so actually, one of my research interests and the stuff that I teach at the George Washington University School of Business is risk management. So I have a very huge interest in risk and risk management. So risk management, in fact, has been very important in the federal sector lately. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you look at from the historical point of view, agencies' primary focus has been on demonstrating the compliance. So it was all about compliance management with the fiscal reporting requirements, but things are changing. Few agencies have developed enterprise risk management strategies, and as a result, approaches to risk management have been top-down through lines of control. Another interesting thing that happened is the modernization of the Government Performance and Result Act, the GPRA of 2010, and that created new pressures for agencies to be able to demonstrate progress toward attainment of strategic goals and report the outcomes of their work. Thus, the public sector would benefit from research that provides case studies that present example of how agency risk is being better managed. We did have outlined the Department of Education that communicates risk with various stakeholders and how it determines what information to include in these risk communications. In the report, we also presented the processes and the procedures that the Department of Education created to ensure all relevant stakeholders were involved in the risk mitigation process and explore how the agency assesses its own capacity to implement effective risk mitigation actions. Our research discussed how the Department of Education developed a conceptual risk framework to link effective risk management practices with improvements in the agency's operational performances. We have conducted the data collection through interviews and document reviewing. The interview protocol focused on three different things. First one is how the Department of Education used data and risk management to create a common definition of risk across all of its grant-making offices. The second one is how the Department of Education measures and communicates identified risk. And third is that the role that different stakeholders play in when it comes to risk mitigation. So the responses to all these three questions were used to identify the challenges and opportunities surrounding the creation of risk management practices. The whole data that gathered from these interviews and the document review basically were presented in a case study format. So we do have two very interesting case studies in our report. Analysis of the case studies did identify the leadership and management practices that are being used within and across agencies to promote and sustain the use of these practices and describe how risk management facilitated the organizational improvement as a whole.
What can federal agencies learn from the U.S. Department of Education's risk management program? We will explore these questions and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.